Hello and welcome to another worldwide Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn back to the Gospel of John. We remain in chapter 16 today with verses 5 through 15. But now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asked me, where are you going? But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. In John 16, verses 5 through 15, Jesus speaks to his disciples about the vital role of the Holy Spirit, referred to as the Spirit of truth. He prepares them for his impending departure, reassuring them that although he will no longer be physically present, they are not abandoned. Instead, they will receive the Holy Spirit, a divine guide who is fully united with the Father and the Son. Jesus emphasizes the necessity of the Spirit's coming, stating that it is for their benefit. The Holy Spirit will not only convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, but also teach the disciples everything they need to carry out their mission. This promise assures us that we are never alone in our journey of faith. The presence of the Spirit of truth equips us with wisdom and understanding as we share the message of salvation. As followers of Christ, we are called to bear witness to his love and grace. The Holy Spirit, in his unity with the Father and the Son, illuminates our hearts and minds, enabling us to discern truth from falsehood and empowering us to articulate God's message to a world in need. He is our comforter and counselor, guiding us in all truth, reminding us of Jesus' teachings, and inspiring us to go forth boldly in sharing the gospel. In a time when uncertainty and confusion prevail, we can find solace in knowing that the Spirit of truth walks alongside us. Let us seek his guidance earnestly, trusting that he will fill us with the knowledge and passion we need to fulfill our call to share the transformative gift of salvation with those around us. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We continue to lift up our good friend John Thorpe as he continues his radiation treatment. We pray for healing upon this man of faith. In Jesus' name do we pray all of these prayers. In his precious name do we pray. Amen. I'm a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from John 16, verses 5 through 15. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's ongoing. The title, The Spirit of Truth Will Guide You. When Jesus spoke of leaving, hearts grew dim, yet promises of hope flowed from Him. For I will send the Spirit, guide and stay. He'll lead you into truth, your light, your way. In silence, grief could not obscure the light, for He will be your comfort in the night. He'll testify of all that I have shown, unraveling the love that you have known. The world may stumble, blinded by its sin, yet through the Spirit, hope can now begin. He'll judge the darkness, bring the dawn anew. With righteousness and grace, He'll funnel through. He teaches all of Christ's redeeming grace. In each encounter, He will take His place. Reveal the depths of love that God bestows, and help us share the joy salvation sows. So let our hearts be open to His call. Embrace the Spirit He has poured for all. In unity with Father, Son, He's near. The Spirit of Truth, our guide, our cheer. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's May 27, 2025. Recording this morning at 4:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close at 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name. Johnny, we're thinking about you today, as we always do. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.